This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. 2 decades ago, a North Texas kid named Brian Sweeney walked into the offices of Texas Monthly Magazine as an intern. Today, in the August issue that's just hit newsstands, that kid is listed for the first time as editor-in-chief. Brian Sweeney, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hey, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
So when you were that little 11-year-old riding your bike around East Plano, did you dream of being a magazine editor?
No. You know what I wanted to do. I wanted to play football for the Plano Senior High Wildcats and then the SMU Mustangs and then, of course, the Dallas Cowboys.
Of course, I mean,
there was nobody better growing up for me than number 12, Roger Staubach. When I was at Williams High School in Plano, I read On the Road by Jack Kerouac. After having read that book, I wanted to be the next great American writer.
So how did that kid end up in this job?
That kid is incredibly, incredibly lucky. When I walked into the offices, I was working on my master's degree in English literature and had no sense of the media world or magazine publishing. I had taught special education in my hometown of Plano after I graduated from college. So I did back-to-back internships and literally learned everything I know about it while working at the magazine.
Now, there have only been 5 editor-in-chiefs of Texas Monthly in 30 years. That's got to be a pretty heavy mantle to take on.
It absolutely is. You don't work here if you don't love Texas. What's fun about this job has always been discovering things about Texas that you didn't know. And I've been here all my life. I'm a native Texan, and I was born on Texas Independence Day. But every day I end up finding something out about the state or the people who live here that is surprising to me.
Now, you're making up that born on Texas Independence Day. Come on.
I am not. In fact, I had lunch with a gentleman today who was born on LBJ's birthday. So the two of us sitting at the table felt like we had it all covered.
You've been a writer and editor for almost 2 decades. You took a couple of years off to teach and then edit here at D Magazine. Is there a story that you wrote that still sticks with you today?
When I was a student at the University of North Texas, there was this story going around about something called the Anson Light. Anson is a tiny little town just north of Abilene. And what you did was, at midnight, of course, you drove your car out this dirt road past a cemetery. And then when you came to a crossroads out in the middle of the nowhere, you turned your car around and faced the other direction. And as if that weren't enough, you then flashed your headlights 3 times and killed your engine and waited. And sure enough, one of the nights that we had driven out late to do this, there appeared at the end of that road a mysterious light that seemed to grow brighter and then disappear and then come back. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, it was gone. So one day I called the mayor of Anson when I was working at the magazine. This is probably 8 years later, and said I wanted to come out there. And would he do the light with me? I was very excited. We did everything that we were supposed to do, turn back around, flash the lights. And sure enough, that light showed up. And I remember grabbing the mayor and saying, "There it is, there it is, there it is." And he let me revel in it for a good 15 or 20 seconds before he turned on the light in the car, unfurled a Texas state highway map, and showed me that it was just headlights on a highway way, way, way off that happened to be running perpendicular to where we were sitting.
One final question. So if you could do a cover profile of anybody, living or dead, who would it be?
Everybody who knows me would say that I would sit down for a long barbecue dinner with Lyndon Johnson, and I would pepper him with questions until he either shooed me away or threw a shoe at me.
Brian Sweeney, appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. I enjoyed the invitation.